events. We've had Canada's marches with thousands and thousands of people marching through Brixton in London, smoking joints and smoking bombs in front of hundreds and hundreds of probably thousands of police who were smiling and waving at people. And yet, nothing's changed. We're faced with reclassification. Big deal. Cannabis was a Class B drug. Then the government decided maybe it's not quite as dangerous as other Class B drugs. Let's make it a Class C drug. But hang on a minute, if we make it a Class C drug, that means that people can only get locked up for 5 years for supplying it. The prohibitionists don't like that. We'll put the sentence for supplying Class B drugs up to 14 years. No change there. Class C drugs. The police don't have to arrest you for possession of a Class C drug today. But cannabis isn't going to be a Class C drug until they've changed all that with the Criminal Justice Bill, which has already been before the House of Lords and been thrown out because of problems that they had with removing the rights to trial by jury. The House of Lords didn't want to lose those rights of people, so they threw the bill out. So let's delay the Criminal Justice Bill, which is delayed reclassification, because they don't want to do that, until they manage to give the police the power to arrest people for Class C drugs. We'll go back to where we started. If we're lucky, if you can use that word, if we're lucky, next spring, cannabis will be a Class C drug. If you're caught with it, personal possession of an undisclosed amount, neither government nor police have told us how much we can have without being arrested and where we can have it. But if you have a small amount, first time, you may get warning. And they nick your cannabis. Second time, you might get another warning. But if you keep getting caught, if they don't like your face, if some policeman doesn't like your face and he keeps catching you, or you behave in an aggressive way, or you argue with him, he can arrest you. He'll still be able to arrest you. You can still be taken to court. You can still be sent to prison. Even after all this happens, you will still be able, they will send you to prison for up to 2 years. They will give you a suspended sentence. They will give you community service orders. They will give you fines or whatever else they dream up. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm in possession or you're in possession and you're not harming anyone, any punishment is too much. Have a look at Class C drugs. Half of them, I can't even pronounce the names of these substances. They have hydrotetrodreptamine, man, can you tell me some of this like stuff with a long name that I can't read, but I've written it down. You know, steroids, antidepressants. Cannabis is a plant. How can you put a plant in as a Class C drug and justify that any more than you could as a Class B drug? It's a plant, it's a weed, it grows around the world. It grows. It used to grow all over Britain. Culpepper said this plant is so common, I won't even bother to describe it. And then he said, oh, by the way, it's good for this and it's good for that. Somehow, they still got it wrong. Somehow, we still haven't got our message across. Somehow, we're not able to change their minds. Somehow, we sit here, years down the line, having had all these demonstrations, having written all these letters, with a sort of token gesture, a bit of spin from a blind Home Secretary, you know, who can't see his way. I mean, I don't want to criticise blind people, but I can't imagine what he's being told we look like. You know, have we been described as like characters out of Star Trek that walk around sort of, you know, smoking all the time and, you know, interfering with society? I mean, what impression does he have? You know, what is he going to do? He must live in a world of fear. Because remember, this Mr. Blunkett is at the mercy of his advisors and his civil servants and the press who write stuff, and some doctors and professors who write stuff saying cannabis is a gateway to hard drugs. Cannabis, one joint, blows your mind. Well, my mind's been well blown. You know, it decreases your intelligence. Thank God. You know, because we probably would have all been super geniuses. So, the attitude that I've come to, and a lot of people I think maybe will agree, that we, you know, we're wasting our time trying to change politicians' minds. Politicians are interested in money, power, and stuff like that. They're career people. We're wasting our time trying to change their minds. What we've got to change is them. We've got to take those people. It doesn't matter whether it's Labour Party, Conservative Party, Lib Dem Party. Oh, legalise cannabis, you know. Talk to your Lib Dem candidates. They don't know anything about the subject. Talk to the Green Party candidates. Most of them don't know anything about the subject. Talk to Socialist Alliance. It's on their list of policies down there somewhere, legalise cannabis. Talk to them about it. Did you know cannabis could be used to make fuel to power our homes and our cars and so on? Even the Green Party don't know that, you know. Let's get rid of these politicians, let's replace these politicians, and today, hopefully, you're going to hear some very positive stuff, and I hope some negative stuff as well, because that has to come out. We have to, we're the party with the scales, you know. We have to balance the positive and the negative, as well as the 2 pence and the quarter. You know, we have to get our message across. No, everything isn't right with the LTA. Everything isn't right with campaigners. You know, we're stumbling around in the dark. We're trying to find our way. We don't have political advisors. We don't have experience in politics. Most of us don't have experience in public speaking. Some of the people here today are speaking for the first time. So we're a single-issue party. That doesn't mean we're single-issue candidates. We're a single-issue party. Should we end up in Westminster, running the country, oh, the LTA can't run the country. Do you think we could run the country? I'm not surprised. Labour Party can't run the country either. All the Conservative Party, all the Lib Dems. It's the civil service that run the country. The politicians make the policies. We can make the policies. Firstly, legalise cannabis. No issues, buts and ands, legalise cannabis. Let's sort this problem out. We know what problem is being caused by the law. We've got the answer. We challenge the government to justify prohibition. And later on today, you'll hear from Don. He'll tell us about the challenge that we've written that's been on the website. But now some of the press are beginning to wake up to this. Mr. Blair, I am standing here saying, as far as cannabis is concerned, you are a liar. You are telling lies. You are misleading the government, the rest of the cabinet. You are misleading the country. And Mr. Duncan Smith, you are a liar. We don't want to listen to you. I don't know how many lies they told on Iraq, but I'm damn sure they told some. But I do know how many lies they've told on cannabis. Loads of them, all of them. You know, let's get rid of these people. This is our challenge. Mr. Blair, all of you politicians, justify prohibition or remove it. And we've got to get that message off to the people. We've got to replace these politicians, and we've got to stand up there and do it ourselves, because nobody's going to do it for us.
Can I just interrupt a minute? There's TV crew upstairs who'd like to film somebody smoking a joint.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to say that, of course, that's up to individual people, bombs, pipes and that, but if they want to build something, get an actor to do it. Actors get paid to do it. We're not here to smoke joints in front of cameras. We're here to talk about serious issues. I don't smoke joints. You know, what I do in my personal life is my business. What you do in your personal life is your business. If you want to do it in front of a camera, by all means. But we've had people phone up and they've said, can we have a granny who smokes a joint, whose granddaughter disapproves of it? And can we have a one-legged blind man who doesn't like the smell of his wife, who can twist it and then turn it? This is our message. Forget all that stuff. It's not about smoking the joint. It's about people like Biz Ivel that sickened me. When I went to see Biz Ivel, the story of Biz Ivel sickened me. you'll hear a message from her, a 2-minute message that she's recorded later on. This is a serious issue for her. This is a serious issue for me. I don't have multiple sclerosis. You know, I don't have any medical reason that I know about to use cannabis. You know, it's my private life. But what I'm concerned about is also cannabis is about the environment. Our children's children's children are going to die because the atmosphere is going to be ruined, the water is going to be ruined. And that's why we've got to wake up, you know, smoke your joint, right? Talk about polluting the atmosphere, you know? Talk about the car that's pumping out the fossil fuels and the engines we use. Talk about that, you know? That's a serious issue. Now, I was going to say, we are a one-party issue, but our candidates don't have to be one-party people. We're often criticised, but, you know, from people who are saying, what about everything else? You know, don't we have opinions on anything else? Well, of course, people do have opinions on everything else, and it's important they express those opinions. So, our first speaker, Trevor Smith from Norwich, he was one of our first candidates in the local elections in the year 2000, and he's going to be standing in the general election for Norwich North in maybe a couple of years' time, maybe a few months' time. And Trevor's going to, Trevor, like most of us, feels strongly about lots of issues. So Trevor's going to tell us why the LCA, why he decided to get involved with politics. I hope you have a nice day, and we hope the agenda's going to be stuck as close as possible, although it might be a bit of a rush in places. And we'll invite you all to a lunch in the common room, and this afternoon, we'll have later on we'll have an open forum when we can invite people to say their bit. And a couple of people have mentioned they'd like to have a quick 5 minutes at the front. If you've already said that, I've got you listed. I might call you out in the middle of the day if we run ahead of schedule. If not, in the afternoon, everybody will get a chance to have their say from the seat or 5 minutes from the front. So have a nice day, and I'd like to welcome Trevor Smith.
Before Travis starts, can you turn the mobile phones off, please? Everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks.